Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are glad to have you tuned to the program today, Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, here on WBAP every Sunday morning from 8 until 10. I hope you'll pick up the phone and give us a phone call right now. Lee Riza is screening for me this morning, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Have warm weather on the horizon for a few days, and just a couple of things, as I was mentioning to Randy a few moments ago, a couple of things that you might consider doing if the weather cooperates would be to apply a broadleafed weed killer as needed for the winter broadleafed weeds, non-grassy weeds, clover, dandelions, and especially henbit. And then the other thing that you want to do this week, with the weather being fairly warm occasionally, will be to apply a horticultural oil, a dormant oil. Try to sandwich those applications in when the temperatures are going to be above freezing and up toward 65 or 70, and you'll be in good shape. Well, again, if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. I need some calls to get us propelled into the morning. We have Steve Huddleston in just a few seconds, but 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let's go now to Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Got some things blooming in the gardens now.
Well, we do, and I love the winter garden. I love the garden in January and February.
It's
right
a fun
now,
time.
We do have leatherleaf Mahonia blooming.
One of my favorites.
Yes, it's an evergreen shrub with stiff, upright stems and leathery, holly-like leaves clustered at the top of the stems. Spikes of lemon-yellow flowers appear this time of the year, quite showy and even fragrant. Fruit is dark grayish-blue and very attractive. This is a shrub that grows best in part shade to shade, and it's moderately drought-resistant.
Yep, it sure is. It is a shrub that is related to Nandina. If you think about the stalks of Nandina plants being quite vertical, Mahonias are as well. Just a little bit more prickly.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
But
for
beautiful.
Sure.
Yeah, beautiful plant. Very dramatic accent plant where you need a showy shrub. And then another shrub that is not quite so pretty. Tell us about it.
True. It's really kind of an ugly duckling, but it is a wonderful shrub for fragrance, and that is winter honeysuckle. This is a semi-evergreen, large shrub to about 8 feet or so. Leaves are round and bluish-green. The bark is light brown and forms strips on the trunk. Right now, a small one-half-inch diameter, cream-colored flowers cover the shrub. You can hardly see them unless you're looking for them, but boy, you can smell that fragrance, and it's wonderful. So this is a plant that you should place where you can take in that fragrance, maybe on a route or a particular path that you take through the garden.
In a spot where it can kind of disappear when it's out of bloom, because it is not a handsome shrub. It is a shrub form of honeysuckle. A lot of people don't realize that there are bush honeysuckles, but actually probably more than half of the honeysuckles are shrub forms. So this is Lanicera fragrantissima, beautiful name. Yeah, butterflies coming into your garden?
Well, we do. They will be here in March. In fact, March 1 through April 6. But right now, people can buy timed entry tickets online through a link on the garden's website. This is a wonderful event. Over the 4 to 5 week period of the exhibit, we will release 12,000 butterflies, many of them tropical, and it will be a wonderful experience for all.
And those go into the conservatory. That's where they're released. Is that correct?
They had better not go outside the conservatory. Yes.
I understand. All right. And folks, let me tell you, that gets so sold out that you don't want to take a chance. So if you want to go to fwbg.org and buy your tickets ahead of time, the timed entrance, that is a very, very good plan. All right. So we gave the website, fwbg.org. What's the 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And then the location, how do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden? Great day to come out today.
Oh, it is. We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. That's great. And it is a historic botanic garden. It really is a fun place to visit, and it's you can see the history when you go. It's a good time to go in the winter because you can see through the gardens and see the beautiful designs that have been done. Steve Huddleston, you're the best. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and Steve's report is sponsored today by Wamak Nursery Company. 2 weeks from today, as we always do, we will have Dr. George Ray McEachern, the State Fruit and Pecan Specialist, as our special guest all morning for the 2 hours as we talk about fruit and pecan varieties for North Texas, how to grow them, how to succeed. He is the best it gets, and Wamak Nursery is a great source of what George Ray will be talking about. I really would recommend that you contact Wamak's and get their catalog sent to you right away. It's also available online at wamaknursery.com, a very lovely website, and you'll be amazed at all of the varieties. All of their time, and they're now third or fourth generation in the business, and all of that time they have worked very closely with Texas A&M horticulturists to be sure that they always have the varieties that Texas A&M is recommending. The phone number to Wamak Nursery in De Leon, and yes, they are mail order. You're certainly welcome to go pick your trees up if you wish, but they are mail order at 254-893-6497. You can call them to request a catalog be sent to you, 254-893-6497. Online, they're available at wamaknursery.com. Their address, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, Texas, 254-893-6497. Wamak Nursery, W-O-M-A-C-K, wamaknursery.com.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, thank you, sir, and we are ready to get the program underway. In fact, let's start with Thomas in Meridian. Thomas, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate your calling.
I like at Wamak Nursery. That's where I go and buy all my trees.
They're the best.
They are. They get quality, and they know what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
My question is about pecan trees.
Okay.
Let's just look here on, they're talking about a Pawnee here.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it's a cross of a mohawk and a startling hardy giant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is how in the world are you going to cross a pecan tree?
Oh, it's done by the pecan geneticists, the breeders, and they have been doing that not only at Brownwood at the Pecan Research Station years ago, but also other breeders. Not a science that I have ever worked in, but they're really special. And the other interesting thing is how quickly they can identify these varieties. It only takes 10 or 20 years before they can bring one on board. And you just would think that one generation breeding. I know they do a lot of top working on the trees. I really don't know. That'd be a good question for George Ray, but Pawnee is one that he put, I just talked to him about 2 weeks ago in relation to my new book that I'm doing to ask what are the best varieties as we stand now. What do I need to put in this book? And Pawnee got added to every region of Texas. It's kind of a go-to pecan variety, so very good variety.
But you don't know exactly how you would take two. How would you take the mohawk?
Well, they're wind pollinated. It's a very tedious process. No, I have no idea. That's not anything I need to know or ever have been around.
Well, but, to me, you'd have to plant two trees and let them pollinate each other.
No, it doesn't work that way, Thomas. It's much more detailed than that. You've got to bag the pollen and make sure that pollen doesn't stray, because the problem with pecan pollen is that it's wind blown, and you've got to keep the pollen from trees a mile away off your female tree. Now,
yeah.
I this is not anything I can help you with. You know, you might want to do some research online. There might be some good things there from Aggie Horticulture. That's a good question for that website. But that's a very precise science. It is far removed from consumer horticulture. Far, far removed. Yeah, because if you were trying to do that, you would gather a seed and you'd plant it, and it would be a native pecan. I mean, you'd just have a mix, and you'd have to plant 10,000 to find one that was even worth having. And most consumers are not going to do that. Hey, I got to run, but I really appreciate your question. It's an interesting one. I wish I had a better answer for you. Thank you very, very much. Let me tell you right now about the brand new book that I have been working on just diligently. That's all I can tell you. It has just consumed my life since July, mid-July. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I have ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'm down to the last chapter and about a third. These last two are my easiest, and we finished fruit and vegetables about the same time. I had some things pending on fruit, and they are turned in now. I'm self-publishing my book, so it will not be sold in stores. It will not be sold on Amazon. I've just not had really pleasant experiences through the years with publishers, and so it's just more fun to do it myself and have my own team. Cindy Smith, a graphic designer who has done my calendar for many years, we've put 48 pages into this book of timely tips of things that need to be done for the 12 months, 4 months per page, and then we've just added 32 more pages to the book. I needed that much more space to get everything in that I really wanted to put. Everything I have ever written, including all of the detailed information on from our plant posters, everything will be in Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and the special pre-order price is just $24.95. I know that you're used to spending a lot more on books. That's the advantage of self-publishing also. However, with the addition of those 32 pages, I'm not going to be able to hold that price once we print. I'm going to hold through and honor my commitment on the price. It's my situation that we added the 32 pages, but that's your bargain. Now, the better deal, though, is to save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine by buying it at the same time that you buy your copy of my new book. Now, these are pre-order prices, pre-print prices, and we're about ready to turn in a paper count, so I need to hear from you right away. Shipping and handling, $7 on either offer for the book. The magazine and the book together, only $36.90. How about that? That's cheaper than Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the book you're going to see in the bookstores, and it's 23 years old. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is the one that you want to get. It does not have the cowboy boots, and you will buy it by calling my magazine office. We have extra people at the office right now. 800-752-GROW. You can also order from my website at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 10 this morning. 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
All right, let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters. There just isn't a better sponsor for a radio host anywhere out there in the world. Collins Jones, his dad Bruce, founded the company, and Collins has kind of taken over so his dad could do some work for his church. And I think the world of these shutters. I think the world of these people. I think the world of the opportunity to tell you about them, because they are spectacular. Sunburst Shutters are made of polywood. It is a man-made material that looks like wood. If I'm an avid woodworker, and I love painting. I don't like painting louvers. And these are plantation style with 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvers. I don't have to paint the ones that we have at our house. We have sunburst shutters at our home, and I paid my price for them. I paid the full price for them. I'm happy to tell you that. There's not a sweetheart deal to get me to talk about them. I love these shutters. My wife does as well. If you have your wife really happy with something that you have bought to improve the house, you have made a major stride. Sunburst Shutters will do that for you, whether you're the wife or whether you're the husband. They are warp-proof, crack-proof, waterproof, and termite-proof. Easy to clean, environmentally friendly. Double conservation factor, that's not the right term, but they just are very temperature impenetrable. Do you know what I'm talking about? I hope you do, because I'm not sure I do. Pollywood Shutters also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. You can see them at sunburstshutters.com, plural, sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. They'll come to your home and measure and give you the estimate. 214-343-2601. It's sunburstshutters.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Went to graduation for Serenity just a couple of days ago, and what a special, special day it is. Always the best. Well, we have our home landscape school coming up in just a few weeks on the 15th of February, and North Haven Gardens is one of our very valued sponsors of the home landscape school. Now, let me tell you about North Haven Gardens. They are at 7700 North Haven Road. And I'm sorry, I'm going to be taking some sips of water this morning as the morning progresses. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. They're open 7 days a week, and they have winter vegetables ready for planting. I was down there taking some photographs early this week. They have fruit trees, orchids, beautiful seasonal color in stock right now. I took about 200 photographs there. They have the unique and delicious green and yellow tiger stripe fruit called tiger fig. They are also called a panacea. Figs, and I hope my French is right. That means variegated in French, and let me tell you, I took a year of French, and that was not a word that we were taught. Tiger figs are perfect for growing in Texas. The self-pollinating fruit requires a long, warm season. We have that in order to develop the flavor and sweetness. Super sweet figs, they don't ripen until they are picked, so they have to remain on the tree until they're soft, and they're most often eaten fresh right standing there in the garden. Go to nhg.com for current information on pop-up demonstrations, including vertical herbs and vegetables, this coming Thursday, January 23, from 4 to 4:30. They offer a new twist on edible gardening using vertical gardening panels. You've seen those, and that's a great idea. On Saturday, January 25, from 9 to 11:30, North Haven Gardens will host the North Haven Gardens School of Gardening, featuring their introduction to home vegetable gardening. It's $34.99 for registries. Each attendee will receive a $10 North Haven Gardens gift card. Register today by calling 214-363-5316. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central in Northeast Dallas. Open 7 days a week. 214-363-5316. NHG.com. All right, let's go back to our phone lines now. We have waiting Mike in Frisco. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
I've got a question for you. I've had a Meyer lemon tree that I got at a nursery in Frisco about 3 years ago, and it has not produced any fruit.
All right. Does it flower?
It does.
All right.
It does.
You have to have bees to pollinate it, and they normally have a tendency to flower during the winter when we have them indoors. And so that's going to be a part of the problem. If it is blooming in weather like this where you can put it outside during the daytime, that's probably a good plan.
Okay.
That's usually okay. What happens. They don't have any pollination when they're indoors.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I had pulled them into the garage over, a winter or two ago when it got really, really cold. I think that Super Bowl when it froze. And the folks at the nursery told me that it had probably gone dormant because I took it out and it flowered and I brought it back in because of the cold snap. And it had gone dormant again, but it's you think it is probably the pollination.
Well, I think that's entirely possible. The other thing you need to know when you start bringing trees that require full sun in and out of a garage, that's really pretty it's really pretty bad growing conditions for a fruit tree or for a tropical plant that is acclimated to fairly bright light. And then like a croton or a rubber plant or something, we put them in the garage and suddenly they're cold and dark and the poor things wonder what on earth happened to them. So either way, you're kind of in a pickle. Meyer lemon to produce will need to be pollinated, but it also needs full sun as much of the year as you can give it. in the summer, it would not have to have afternoon sun, but in the winter, it needs a lot more sun. It's going to get in a garage. I would think a garage would only be for overnight most times.
Okay, how cold can they stand?
I think high 20s probably. I wouldn't take that chance. So if you've had it protected and you put it out into freezing weather of 30 degrees, it's going to freeze. I would assume that you should not expose it to any freezing weather.
Okay, and yeah. Like a landscape cloth, could I cover it with landscape cloth?
That would be great if it's going to be 38 or 39. That's not so good if it's going to be 28 or 29.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to make that much difference. Mike, I appreciate your call. Good luck with it. Get it some bees. It needs some bees. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Mark and Bobby, stay with me, if you will. We have our long segment coming up. Let me tell you about our home landscape school coming up, as I mentioned, all day Saturday, February 15. Now, you register for it at the same number that you use to buy my new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and that is 800-752-GROW. Now, if you register for our home landscape school, and we have a few seats remaining, this is an all-day class. I asked that Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will teach all day long on February 15 from 9 to 5. We will teach you the principles of great home landscape design, how to plan a landscape project for your home, how to do so to scale so that you'll have a wonderful improvement project that you'll be proud of. We teach the principles, good design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have beautiful color beds around your home, terrific turf grass, how to have effective entryways and front gardens, fun patios, and backyards. You'll leave with a working drawing of your own landscape improvement project, because 2 weeks after that, on March 1 or March 2, we will set you down for 30 minutes with a professional landscape designer, and the two or three of you, if you have your spouse with you, we'll finish your landscape plan, and you'll go out of there with a drawing that you can go out and implement this spring. The registration price is $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household, and it includes the all-day classroom, it includes all of the teaching materials, the books, the drafting supplies, and the consultation with the landscaping professional. Call 1-800-752-GROW. You can also register online at neilsperry.com, just as you can buy my book online at neilsperry.com. That's 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10 this morning. 1-800-752-4769.
WBAP 24/7 News, every hour, every day. It's what you should expect. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
All right, and Lee, I think I threw you a curveball there by not having the right ad that I was doing, and I'm not sure what happened there, so if you will forgive me, I'm going to tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing, and hopefully you can lead in with that. Get my sequence back on track here. Don't know what happened to my ad copy for that. It's not in the stack. I will tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company, however, because I can do that from my own firsthand experience. They have been to our homes in the last few days, and they have done some wonderful things for us in terms of heating and air conditioning work and repair work. They also are just the best it gets for any kind of plumbing work that you might need. We have used their services many times through both my home, our daughter's home, and our magazine office, and I could not be more thrilled with the company. I have told them that. I just feel like the most blessed guy in the world to have them as a sponsor. This is a company that has been around doing their wonderful miracles for 111 years. Now, you can call them for any kind of plumbing, heating, and air conditioning service you might need. Dallas Plumbing at 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. Their website is dallasplumbing.com. They are there to help you. I put a thank you up on my Facebook page after John had been at our home helping, or actually our daughter's home, just a week or so ago, and I had something like 300 comments back, people saying, "I've used them forever, they are the best," and just all through the whole string of posts were just praises for Dallas Plumbing. All right, so the number again, the website is dallasplumbing.com, and the phone number, 214-340-6300, it's Dallas Plumbing.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
It is time now to join the 24-hour WBAP newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Good morning, Neil. It is 8:30 at the WBAP Brightling Energy News Desk. More headaches today for drivers on the Dallas North Tollway. We'll get details coming up after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast, sunny with light winds today. A very pleasant day, 67 for the high. Tonight will be clear and 42. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 68. And then Tuesday, a little cooler. It's going to be sunny, but the high only 55. It's clear, 39 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Fort Worth. You've got a new major accident eastbound I-30 at East Loop 820. You've got a vehicle that's rolled over there. In Dallas, we've got a new wreck south R.L. Thornton Freeway northbound at Ann Arbor Avenue and a wreck on Walnut Hill Lane at Gulf Lakes Trail. Well, drivers heading south on the Dallas North Tollway had major backups to deal with yesterday as construction closed lanes at Alpha Road for most of the day. Today, WBAP's Nikki Whaley says drivers heading north are going to feel the pain.
Northbound lanes will be closed from Saturday night to midday Sunday with only one lane in that direction to get by for the rest of the weekend. So definitely plan ahead and expect delays. Nikki Whaley, 24/7 News.
Operator of the electricity transmission grid for most of Texas says it's returned to normal operations following a sudden power plant outage. Electric Reliability Council of Texas says the system recovered quickly, remained stable as reserves were deployed. They said normal operations resumed yesterday after additional generation came online. And the government closing its investigation into older model Jeeps with fuel tanks that could rupture and cause fires. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration asked Chrysler to recall 2.7 million Jeeps last summer. Chrysler agreed to recall a little more than half of them and installed trailer hitches to protect those tanks. Again, looking for a high today of 67 degrees. It is 39 degrees. At the Brightling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
We sure are. Thank you, Jerry, very much. Let me tell you about Ag Power, John Deere in McKinney. And I want to thank them for being another one of our sponsors for our Home Landscape School coming up on February 15. And they are always just the greatest people. I love this store. Oh, it's just amazing. And by the way, if you want to register for the Landscape School, once again, it's 800-752-4769. I'll give you the phone number for Ag Power in just a moment. They've been a John Deere dealer since 1972 on North Central Expressway on the southbound access road between Wilmoth and Bloomdale. Actually, if you're coming south on the access road, it's between Bloomdale and Wilmoth. Ag Power sells John Deere steel and Honda brands, including John Deere lawn and garden equipment, commercial grades such as Z-Trax. They're offering free break-in maintenance with the purchase of select commercial Z-Trax and off-season pricing on select equipment. Steel power equipment from residential grade line trimmers, edgers, and hedge trimmers, and much more used by commercial landscapers and arborists. They have a large selection of steel, handheld products, and chainsaws for ice cleanup. Honda power equipment, mowers capable of mulching and bagging leaves, or generators, pumps, they have it all, and they service what they sell. They have certified service technicians on staff to keep your equipment running like new. This is an incredible story. It is as clean as a whistle. I got to tell you, they have a wonderful toy area also of John Deere toys for kids. We have grandsons who love that store. 17,000 square feet, 8 acres of equipment. Need a combine? You bet they have the best in combines, John Deere equipment. 3500 North Central Expressway in McKinney. Large selection of everything John Deere, Honda, and steel. Again, on the southbound access road between Bloomdale and Wilmoth, that's Ag Power, 3500 North Central in McKinney, 1-800-593-3373, ag-power.com.
Cold one day, warm the next.
Yeah, that's North Texas winter weather. Meteorologist Brad Barton has you covered. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
Dixon Brothers, your best resource for all things aquatic. If your pool sustained freeze damage earlier this month or last month, don't let it get worse. Call Dixon Brothers tomorrow morning at 972-288-7537 for repairs. Let me tell you, I really want to emphasize, this store is fabulous. It is owned and operated a family business. It's been that way for 40 years. They have everything that touches water, including the best of service for your pool, your fish pond, your even a lake, you know, a farm lake. They have everything. Their licensed technicians can install a freeze guard that will automatically turn your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees. It protects your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. It's easy for you and it's great for the pool. If you need to winterize your pond or water garden, visit their showroom for a thermometer, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products and advice. Dixon Brothers, knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all of your pond, pool, and water garden needs. Mary Traveland, my announcer, is one of the owners of Dixon Brothers with her husband. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Again, call them tomorrow. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sunday. That's 972-288-7537. They are at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
And back it is. Let's go to Mark in Fort Worth. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Sir, I have an acorn tree. And it's actually located in West Tennessee at a rental property, and there's been some damage to the part of the tree or root where it flares out and enters the ground from a lawnmower blade. I'm sure you've had questions like this before, but I've only been in this for 4 years. I appreciate your program.
Thank you.
What can you tell me? And I didn't discover the damage until November.
What is it? Just nicked the roots? The mower blade is just hacked into the roots?
Kind of, sort of. It's sort of like an open area, and maybe.
Right, Mark, let me ask you a question. How large is this oak tree in diameter down at near the ground? Maybe a foot or two off the ground. How large is the trunk?
I would say it's about 20 inches across.
All right, 20 inches in diameter. Let me put it this way. First of all, the best thing you could do would be to have a certified arborist in that community come by and take a look at the tree, a professional tree person. I'm going to give you my own opinion in just a moment, but my opinion is always trumpable by a certified arborist who is there looking at the tree. My own personal opinion is that a lawnmower could never do fatal damage to a tree of that size. It would be like trying to cut down a forest with a paring knife. It just isn't going to happen. It may booger up a root or two here or there, but that tree has ample roots elsewhere, obviously for the sake of the mower and so that you don't get decay and other things going on in the roots. You want to avoid that from now on, but I'll bet that tree will heal just fine.
On its own.
Absolutely. If you want to have an arborist look at it, I am not going to argue with that one. That's always the best. But I think you'll get good news when you have somebody take a look at it. All righty? All right. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Bobby in Mansfield. Bobby, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
We have three large mature ball cypress in our backyard.
Okay.
And the knees are really starting to encroach in our very small grassy area. Mm. Is it all right, excuse me, to cut those? And if so, what's the best time of the year to do so?
It is all right to do it, and you can do it anytime you want to. You have to be really careful with a chainsaw if you're going to use a chainsaw not to get it into the soil, because the grit of the soil will dull the chainsaw in a split second. And on the other hand, you do need to cut them down as close to the ground level as you can. If you want to use a sharp axe, you could do that as well. Kind of depends on how big they are, but no, it's fine to do that, and they really are cosmetic. They don't really function to help the tree breathe in a lawn setting like they would in a swamp.
Is there any value to putting up barriers? Yeah, I've talked to at least one arborist who talked about putting a barrier up to prevent them from getting out in the yard.
Well, it's worth trying, but I'll tell you, it's going to take a heck of a barrier to stop a cypress root. They're extremely powerful.
All righty. Well, we really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Bernard in Grandview. Bernard, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help?
Blackberries.
Okay.
I planted approximately 20 of them last February.
Okay.
And they have really grown, and they've really, you know, put out a lot of new runners.
Good.
And they're very bushy.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do I now trim them back?
Mm-mm.
Or leave them alone?
No, let me tell you how blackberries produce, and that'll answer your question. Blackberries produce their flowers and their fruit on canes that they made the prior year.
Right.
So the fruit that you get in 2014 will be on the stems that those blackberry plants made in 2013. If you prune them now, you won't have any fruit.
Okay.
And the way that you prune blackberries, once a cane has had fruit on it, it will never bear fruit again, and so you cut it clear to the ground immediately after harvest. So that's a late May, early June job. You cut them clear to the ground, and you will have a bunch of new canes coming up in 2014 that will become the fruiting canes for 2015.
Okay.
You'll be able to tell them apart very easily at the time that you've harvested the fruit from the old canes. You'll be able to identify those very easily. So you need to reach in there with lopping shears and prune those out, get them out of the way. And the only pruning that you might want to do to the new canes that are coming up this year would be to take the tips out of them to make them branch, to force them to branch a little bit so that they don't get quite so tall. And that'll make them a little more productive for next year. But you don't cut anything other than
that. More?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, so that would be good then.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know when the cobbler's ready. I'll be over.
Okay,
all right.
Very good.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, that opens our lines. If you'd like to call right now, we'll do our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week next. And while I'm doing that, if you would like to get on the phone, this is a great time to call. You'll be one of the very first callers up. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. 800-288-9227. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Bandit. Bandit is a handsome 8-month-old shepherd mix. Bandit's still a young fellow who loves to play and especially loves exercise. He was surrendered by the SPCA of Texas, and it was, shall we say, landlord issues. This smart boy knows how to sit. He's great with other dogs and children. The adoption fee is only $95. He's already been neutered, microchipped, and he's up to date on vaccination. He is ready to roll. He would like to see you today. He's ready to go home with you today. It's Bandit, the 8-month-old shepherd mix. He's a beautiful dog. They always send me a photo. He's a great looking guy. So you can get by the McKinney shelter of the SPCA of Texas, and you can actually go to spca.org/findapet. You can see what Bandit and all the other adoptable dogs and cats and goats look like at the SPCA shelters. And they invite you to stop by and meet Bandit today. They're open 7 days a week from noon until 6 at 8411 Stacy. That's just east of Custer Road in southwest McKinney. 8411 Stacy, noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. That is Bandit. I hope you'll get by and adopt him today. All right, let me give you our number here once again. If you'd like to call with a plant question, we'd love to hear from you. That number is 800-288-WBAP. I really could use some phone calls right now. I'd feel better about my life if I saw that board filling up. 800-288-9227. Lee Rice is answering the phones for me, and he'll get you screened and ready to roll. Let me tell you right now about the book that I have been working 12 hours, 14, 15 hours a day on for the last 7 months. It's going to be beautiful, folks. It's going to be the book I've always wanted to write. You know, I'm very proud of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the boot book, the book that has the cowboy boots on the cover. But the younger of those two editions is 23 years old, and the older is 31 years old. You need need to get this new one that I'm writing. It is called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not going to be in stores. I'm self-publishing it. You have to call my magazine office if you want to get it. And we have a very special offer for you right now. It's not going to be in stores, not going to be on Amazon. It's going to be available through my magazine office. And it will be $24.95. It will cover every aspect of trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit and vegetables, turf, things to do month by month, 48 pages of information like I used to put on the 12 pages of my calendar. It's going to be just a fabulous book. We've added 32 pages to it, and I have not increased the price. It will go up as soon as we commit to a press count. $24.95 plus $7 postage. But I have an even better offer for you, and that is you can save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine when you buy that with the new book. Total price of that offer is just $36.90, and probably 80% of the people who are buying the new book are also buying the magazine subscription, new or renewal, because that deal is just too good to pass up. $36.90. Why, if you go into the bookstore, my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the 23-year-old book, is more than that. So this is a real deal for you, but you must call now if you want to get it before we commit to the press count. That's 800-752-GROW, or you can order at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
It's our 2014 Home Landscape School, Saturday, February 15, in Plano. It's our 19th annual Home Landscape School, sponsored by Callaway's Nursery, Southern Living Plants and Encore Azaleas, Ag Power John Deere of McKinney. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, how to design effective entries and front gardens for your home, fun patios and backyards. You'll leave with a two-scale drawing of your own landscape improvement project. We even give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional either March 1 or 2, Saturday or Sunday, your choice. Rubles Plants of Texas, our sponsor. Encore Electric Delivery and North Haven Gardens. Seating is limited. Register today. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 800-752-GROW. Or register online at neilsperry.com. That's 1-800-752-4752.
Traffic can be bad any time of day. That's why we check on it every hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
I am blessed to have some wonderful sponsors here, and there's none any better than Busy Bees Pest Control. They've been serving North Texas since 1967. They've grown from a small company with three employees to a full-service pest control company with licensed technicians, certified applicators, and so much more to offer to you. Now, if you've seen bed bugs, I hope you haven't, or bees and wasps, ants, fleas, termites, or other unwanted pests in your home, contact Busy Bees right away. They also trap and remove other unwanted animals from your home, such as raccoons, squirrels, birds, and so many more. A small infestation can quickly become a large infestation that can cause you health problems or structural damage in your home or business, resulting in extensive repairs. These folks are acknowledged to be leaders in their industry. Busy Bees, pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They are truly a full-service pest elimination company. Busy Bees, B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E. B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E, busybees.com. busybees.com. That's plural, busybees.com, 972-416-9404, or toll-free 1-855-BUSY-BEE. That's 1-855-BUSY-BEE. Again, visit them on the internet at busybees.com. Cindy in Mineral Wells, our next call up. Hi, Cindy. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about some mimosa trees. I had a large mimosa tree in my yard, and it got old and died. My friend has a couple of mimosa trees in her yard that came up volunteer and offered them to me, but I wanted to see if they would live. I've not had much luck with them living, coming up volunteer. So she's had them. They're about 6 feet tall. I'd like to transplant them, and I'm wondering how far down do I need to go and when do I need to transplant?
So if they're 6 feet tall, the trunks are probably smaller than a broomstick?
Yeah, about that size.
Yeah, you would want to have a soil ball that's probably 15 or 16 inches across and about that deep also. Dig them with a sharpshooter spade.
I'm going to have my son-in-law do it.
Well, that's fine. Well, he needs to use a sharpshooter spade. He needs to hold the soil around the roots, and that's something that must be done this time of year.
Okay, but this time of year is okay to do it.
It's the only time that's acceptable to do it.
Okay.
It's not just okay. It is the required time. They have to be moved while they're dormant, and then they need to be planted at the same depth at which they were growing before, and water them in very deeply. Give them plenty of room. They can get reasonably sized. They're not huge trees, but they can get pretty good sized. And they don't have to be very old before they get old and die. They have a short life expectancy, but they are pretty. I will give you that.
Okay.
All right. Hope that helps.
Yeah. It does tremendously. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mary in Mansfield. Mary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I absolutely love your show.
Thank you.
And I've got bronchitis, so I'm going to try to make this quick before I start coughing. My front yard looks horrible. It looked horrible in the summer. I don't know what I did to it. Normally, I'm pretty good with it, but I'm thinking about having it tilled up and just put in new sod, and I'm wondering how soon I could do that.
That's an April or May job. What kind of grass did you have?
It's Bermuda.
What type of grass do you want to have?
I'd like St. Augustine.
All right. Is the grade of your lawn smooth, or are you going
to
be... So you're going to be changing the grade and raking it and doing some major renovation that way?
No, I'll leave it the same.
All right. There is no reason, Mary, to rototill that yard. It will be a lot more work if you do it that way. There is a reason. The one reason would be if you want a solid sod, the St. Augustine. But if you have a Bermuda lawn that is has a good smooth grade to it the way you want it, and you're not intending to come back and rake it and change the grade at all, then you can put plugs of St. Augustine in and save yourself all of that rototilling, all of that raking, all of that agony, which is really a hard job and an expensive job if you hire it done. You can cut plugs that are 6 by 6 inches, checkerboard them on 18-inch centers, and they will cover by July or so.
Really?
Yeah, they'll crowd out. St. Augustine trumps the Bermuda. It'll crowd out the Bermuda. Now, the one thing I'd ask you is, why did the Bermuda die?
I don't know.
If it died because it got too dry, the St. Augustine needs more water than Bermuda does. You just need to remember
that. I'm guessing that was the reason.
Well, then you're setting yourself up to have a bigger problem, because St. Augustine needs more water than Bermuda. I like St. Augustine. I prefer St. Augustine, but I'm in the minority, by far the minority, and it does take more water.
Well, that's fine. I was just, it's my fault. I just didn't get out there and take care of it this past summer.
I would rather see you try to get your Bermuda reestablished and then make your decision based on how it looks by late June or July. Because you can have a beautiful Bermuda lawn by taking really good care of it in April, May, and June. If you have pieces of Bermuda that are the size of a paperclip per square foot, it will cover faster that way than if you start over. And I'm not going to try to talk you out of the St. Augustine. I just want you to know going in that it requires more water and it is a more labor-intensive grass than common Bermuda is. So if you failed because of neglect, then the St. Augustine is going to require more than the Bermuda would.
So do I start, should I put in plugs of Bermuda?
No, you want to fertilize and mow short so that the Bermuda will cover. You want to mow it an inch and a half and fertilize the Bermuda to get it off to a good start this spring. And all of that begins about the middle of April.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, let me see what time we are now. I think we can get Doug in Corsicana in our next call. Doug, this is Neil. I have about a minute. How can I help?
Thanks for taking the call, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'm just curious. I've cut my roses back for the winter, and I was curious, should you fertilize or just leave them dormant or treat them with anything?
Well, the normal schedule that you want to follow on bush roses, this does not apply to climbing roses, but for bush roses, they should be pruned the first couple of weeks of February. You don't want to prune them too early because you get a warm spell like we're having this week, and they're going to try to grow too soon. They could have some freeze damage that they wouldn't have otherwise. So normally, I'd move it back next year, and I'd prune them between the 10th and 20th of February, or if you want to go the 1st and 10th, that would be fine, but not quite, well, especially in Corsicana, 1st and 10th. And then you fertilize them late February, early March. That would be the time to feed them.
Okay.
All right. You bet. Appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you, sir. All right. Judy and Alfred, you know what? I can help Judy. And what do I have, Lee? I have about a minute there. Judy, I think your question is going to be a quick one. How can I help you?
Oh, it's great. Well, my wood ferns look completely dead, and I haven't cut them back. Are they dead?
No, they're not dead. They're dormant. They are deciduous. They die to the ground in the wintertime and come zooming back in the spring. You can cut them after the first freeze.
Okay, so I can cut that back. Now, the other question, thank you so much. The other thing is I took your advice and I bought paper wrap for my tree. However, I tried to find it in several places and couldn't, and I didn't put it on when I planted. I planted in October, and now I just put it on like 2 weeks ago. So then I started worrying that I didn't get it on soon enough.
You're fine. The winter sun is not the one that's going to hurt the tree. It's the summer sun. So you're good.
Yeah,
you sure are. Have a good day. Have a good day in Alfred. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we'll be back with another hour. Please fill my phone lines now. Please, 800-288-WBAP.